not. That's in a moment. First, here's one of Radio 4's favourite sons.
Just because political thinking isn't an interrogation, it doesn't mean that I pose the easy questions.
I constantly do ask myself, am I wrong?
When people said that to me, I felt like, it's my family. Like, don't tell me I don't belong here, it's where I've always been.
I speak to the people who shape our lives about what shaped theirs.
We bring everything into the job.
To find out what's really going on.
Racism isn't getting worse, it's getting filmed.
The new series of Political Thinking with me, Nick Robinson.
He said I was boring snoring.
Starts this Saturday afternoon at 5:30 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now, as promised, it's Relativity, Richard Herring's comedy drama about three generations of one family.
Come on, dude. Please stop crying. Just tell me with words what's wrong. Or at least do a different type of cry for each different thing. Wah, could be hungry. Wah, wah, milk. Wah, I'm tired. Wah, 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 this is terribly embarrassing. I seem to have soiled myself again. There are only four things, and I've checked them all. You're 3 months old. This can't be an existential crisis. Oh, jeez, look at the time. Come on, Chloe. We were meant to leave 45 minutes ago.
Yeah, thanks for the regular updates. Don't forget to let me know when it's 46 minutes.
There's no need for sarcasm. I'm trying to do something nice, remember?
Well, yelling at me every 60 seconds is sort of taking the edge off that.
I've got to shout. You're upstairs, and I've got this furious screaming goblin down here.
Have you checked his nappy?
Oh no, Dr. Spock! That idea never crossed my mind.
I thought there was no need for sarcasm.
Look, I've organised this weekend so you can have a well-deserved chance to relax, but you're totally buggering up the schedule, so will you please hurry up and get down here?
Oh, great job. I feel like I'm floating on a cloud of fairy fart.
The relaxing will happen when we get there. Come on, you stupid baby. Just shut up for 30 seconds, can't you? Please, God, if you just give me 30 seconds of peace, I'll believe in you, I promise. Please. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, God, thank you. But the joke's on you, mate, because I still don't believe in you. All right, God, you win this time. You made a very powerful enemy. Come on, Don.
Relativity by Richard Herring.
Are you going to be much longer?
I am going as quick as I can, but I keep getting interrupted by this annoying idiot asking how long I'm going to be.
Hi, Mum.
Hello, darling. It's me, your mother.
Yeah, I know. Your name comes up when you ring.
Are you famous yet?
Yeah. Very funny, Dad. Not yet.
How's little Donald? He's got a good set of lungs, hasn't he?
He's also got an incredible pancreas, though no one ever mentions that.
Have you checked his nappy?
Of course I bloody have. Why does everyone think I wouldn't have thought of that or noticed the smell of...
I was only trying to help.
Sorry, Mum. We're really tired. Why did no one warn us how tiring this would be?
I honestly don't remember it being all that stressful with you and Jane. I think maybe we were just more complacent back in the old days. We found it easy, didn't we, Ken?
What?
Looking after babies. Oh, why am I asking you? You did nothing.
I didn't even realise we had babies. I didn't meet our kids till they were 10.
Just wanted to wish you luck. Is it tonight?
No, it's tomorrow. We're travelling up there today, if Chloe's ever ready. They've put us up in a nice hotel with a spa, so I thought it'd be a treat for Chloe. Get a break, some treatments.
Yeah, but you're taking the baby.
Yeah, but apparently social services get a bit weird if you leave a three-month-old home alone.
Yes, but it's not exactly going to be romantic.
Hey, let me talk to him. Hi, son. Good luck tonight.
It's tomorrow.
Who'd have thought we had a little William Shakespeare in our midst?
It's hardly that. It's an amateur group doing a couple of nights in Tring.
Well, even Shakespeare had to start somewhere. Stratford was nothing till he turned up. I didn't even know you were still writing.
I'm not. It's the one I did with my mates at the Fringe from about 20 years ago.
When you lost all that money?
Everyone loses money at the Fringe.
But it got such bad reviews.
It got some good ones as well, and this lot like it enough to revive it, so...
Are they paying you?
No, not yet, but free weekend away, if we ever get out of the house.
Don't give up, son.
I wasn't planning to.
Look at old what's-her-face, three bags.
Fleabag?
Oh, you know, Phoebe Waller-Kilmer. That started in Edinburgh. I was reading in the paper, and now she's on Netflix.
Netflix, Dad, and actually it's Amazon.
And they've given her $50 million.
Dollars, but yeah, that's probably not a hair worth splitting.
Just to make some telly. You should get on the phone to Netflix, son. See if they'll bung you a few million.
Yeah, good idea, Dad. I'll do that.
I should be your agent. I've always said it. Give them a ring. Can't hurt.
What are we waiting for? Thought we were in a rush.
Sorry, Dad. Gotta go.
Good luck.
Oh, don't say good luck, Ken. It's bad luck. It's break a leg.
Well, good luck is bad luck, but breaking a leg is good. I've always said it. Actors are idiots.
Yeah. I'm an actor, Dad.
Well, not you, son. You hardly do any anyway.
Bye.
Bye. Let's go.
Oh, wait. I think I have to change his nappy.
Okay, you look a bit lost.
I'm fine. Just trying to take it all in. I guess I'm a bit nervous.
First time?
No, I've been nervous lots of times.
Nice one. First time at a protest though, yeah?
Is it that obvious?
No. Well, a little bit, but I've not seen you before. I'm George.
Holly, to be honest, I'm not really that sure what I'm meant to be doing.
Just being here is a great start. As long as you're on our side. Are you against the destruction of the Earth's life support system?
Too right. How could anyone not be?
Some people don't want to face up to the truth. Some people think it will sort itself out. Some are making too much money to care.
Oh, but money's no use if there's no planet left to spend it on. It's brilliant to see all these people who care. It's like a festival. Which is weird, given what we're here for.
We're saving the world! Yeah! That deserves a celebration, doesn't it?
Yeah, but... my little brother seems terrified that I'll get arrested.
Ideally, you will.
Really? I don't know if I...
All of us will, hopefully. Mass arrests are brilliant for us. Shows we're serious. Other people will start to listen. Worked for the suffragettes, didn't it?
Well, yeah, I suppose. Though, I'm not sure they'd think it was worth the effort if they saw what people voted for 100 years on.
Turkey's voting for Christmas. Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, democracy is broken. But let's save the planet first. Fancy super gluing yourself to a lamppost with me?
It's the best offer I've had in months.
God, look at this! This is why I wanted to leave an hour ago. Bloody football.
Man, there's some Extinction Rebellion thing going on in town.
Oh, those world-saving pricks. I mean, I broadly support the idea of not destroying the planet, but not if it's going to wreck my weekend plans, or if I have to put in any kind of effort to make it happen.
Yeah, priorities, guys.
I've got bigger things to worry about, like, how the hell do you fold up this pram?
How many times do I have to show you this?
One more time.
Yeah, you have to kick this bit with your foot.
I did that, it doesn't work.
Yeah, and then, there.
I did that!
Yeah, clearly. That's why you got the pram all folded up and I didn't.
I hate this pram. And also the car seat. How'd you do the car seat?
You put the stuff in the boot and I'll do it.
Are you leaving, mate?
Yeah, yeah. Once we're loaded up.
Nice one. I'm waiting for the space. Yeah, hurry up, mate. I haven't got all day.
You can have the space, but you'll have to wait for us to be ready.
I said I'm waiting for the space.
I want to get by.
Well, there is a room. You have to wait for me to get in the space. Don't blame me. It's this dick who's taking his sweet time.
Do you want the space? Because I can give it to someone else. That guy coming the other way looks like he's looking for one.
No, you can't. I bagsied it.
I didn't hear a bagsy.
I'm bagsying it now. Bagsies. Now get on your way.
If you keep shouting at me, then I'm going to take my time even more. You realise that?
If you do that, I'll smash your face in.
Well, the joke will be on you, because with a smashed-in face, I won't be able to drive, and so you won't be able to park here.
I'll just drive your car out of the way after I've smashed your face in.
You're not a very nice person, do you know that?
Let's just go.
Well, we're going. Not because of you, though, because we have to be somewhere.
We need to move out of London.
Morning.
Morning, Dad. You were out late last night.
I popped out for a few drinks.
Yeah, we heard you crashing back in at midnight.
Yeah, if I remember right, it was only a few months ago you came back from the pub and I found you sitting on the toilet being sick all over the floor.
Okay, I wish we'd never mentioned that.
Well, judge not, lest ye be judged. Mm. Who cleared the sick up? Not you, that's for sure. I don't know if you've noticed, but, I'm going through a bit of a tough time at the moment, so maybe give me a bit of space.
Don't take it out on me.
Oh, don't give me cause to. Seems a bit quiet here. Someone missing?
Mum's not here.
I've got plenty of stories to tell about you too, you know.
Sorry.
No, didn't we have a girl one? Where's she?
She was stayed overnight at her mate's.
You dick. What? Which is it?
Oh, both. She stayed over at her mate's and was up first thing to...
come back here and get changed.
Then she was off to go brass rubbing.
What?
Brass rubbing?
Yeah, it's where you use charcoal to trace over decorative metalwork, usually in churches.
I know what brass rubbing is, Nick, but why is Holly doing it?
All I know is she came back in here all fired up, saying she'd never tried it before and she wanted to give it a go, so...
Okay. I don't know what's going on and I don't think I want to. If your mum ever comes home, I just want to be sure you're all here and all in one piece. Holly's all right, right?
Yes.
Well...
Shut up, dickwad. She's fine, Dad.
Yes, brass rubbing is very low risk as long as you have the correct knee protection.
He's not buying into the brass rubbing thing, Nick.
No, I'm not. Sometimes good parenting is about turning a blind eye.
Mm-hmm.
Served me terribly in the past, but I'm nothing if not a proponent of hope over experience. And, yeah, come on. I mean, what's the worst she can get up to?
Sure about this? It's quite a commitment. We could be glued to this lamppost together for hours.
I know, I don't know you. You could turn out to be a creep. Or just really, really boring.
So could you. You want to risk it?
I do. what if we want to scratch our noses?
Oh, great. No, I really do.
God, come on!
Shh, she's asleep.
Oh, thank
Ian, no swearing in front of Don.
He's 3 months old. He doesn't understand words and he's asleep. Surely it's okay.
We have to get into the habit. I don't want him to be one of those 3-year-olds who tells their grandparents to go...
Watch it. Jesus, why are people so stupid? It's a traffic jam, mate. Beeping your horn isn't going to change anything.
God, it's okay. It didn't wake him.
Unbelievable. We finally caught a break. I mean, we're never going to make it to the spa.
Well, who cares? Sleeping baby is better than any treatment on earth. Oh, feel the serenity.
I'm sorry I've been such a dick.
No, I have too.
You know I love you.
I know, and... Wait. Oh, no.
What?
No, where's my phone?
You must have it.
No, I don't. I don't have it.
Have you put it in here?
No. I've looked everywhere.
Well, we're going away to relax, so maybe you don't need it.
How am I
going
to relax without my phone? My phone is how I relax. I think I had it when I left the house.
So it must be in the car?
Not if I dropped it in the street.
Oh, you'd have noticed.
I've had 30 minutes sleep. I wouldn't have noticed if an asteroid had hit Nando's. Faffing around with the pram and the car seat. Could have slipped out of my bag.
Well, if it fell in the street, someone will have had it by now.
No, it could be under a car, and it might be in the house. Either way, we have to go back.
Oh, we're not going back.
We have to go back.
No way! Shh. We're 2 hours late already.
You can get off up there, circle back.
No way, Chloe. It'll take us half an hour to get home, another 45 minutes to get back to here. We're not going to get there till 6 o'clock.
We have to go back.
I am not going back.
Right, then I'm walking.
Don't be stupid. I'm trying to do something nice for you, you idiot.
You're lucky I'm not swearing in front of our baby, but that doesn't stop me mouthing swear words. You're a...
Wow. All right, you flipping carrot. Get in. We're going home.
Flipping carrot.
I'm not ready to laugh about this.
Zombie scum. Come on.
Oh, you're here, are you? I was going to watch the telly.
Don't need a telly to watch telly now, Dad. You can watch telly on your phone.
I wanted to watch the telly on the telly. My telly That I paid for.
Well, these zombies won't kill themselves. You not going to work today?
No, son, it's Saturday.
What, is it? Days all feel the same, don't they?
How about you? You going to work?
Oh, not this again. Look, I've been trying to find something.
Have you? Using telepathy, presumably, while you sit in your arse playing video games.
You don't have to get on a bike to get a job anymore, Dad. We have this thing called the internet.
There's only one kind of job you've been searching for on there, and that's...
Oh, Dad, please, don't. Look, like you say, it's Saturday, so let me enjoy my downtime.
But it's all downtime for you.
I'm in training for the apocalypse.
Well, I don't know why you're bothering. If zombies feed on brains, then they won't be pestering you, mate.
Joke's on you, because zombies feed on human flesh.
Oh, you know what, Mark? If you want to keep living here, I really think you need to make more of a contribution than stinking up the lounge with your guffs.
Paid in full?
No. No, that is it. I have had enough. Not today, son. You do not want to be messing with me today.
What are you doing? I hadn't saved that.
Get out. Get out on your actual bike, not your virtual one, and find a flaming job.
You can't throw me out. I'll tell Mum.
Well, as far as I can see, your mum isn't living here. Get out of my house. Get out. And don't come back until you're employed.
What, do you think you can take me?
I think I can.
All right. Right, I'm going, you stupid old...
Still gridlocked. I am not getting stuck in that again.
Just pull up over here.
On the double yellows?
You can drive off if there's a traffic warden.
No point.
You wait in the car. I'll run down and see if I can see it.
You're never going to find it. Not unless it's ringing. Oh, Christ, of course. Come on, where are you?
It's not in the house. What are you doing?
I'm ringing your phone. If it's here, then we'll hear it ringing. Shh, I'm trying to hear it ringing.
Where's Don?
What?
Have you left him in the car?
Well, I forgot he was there. He was so quiet.
Jesus, Ian! What if he's choking or someone's kidnapped him?
I locked the door.
You can't leave a baby on its own.
I was trying to help you.
The baby is more important than the phone. Well,
now you tell me. See, he's fine.
Oh, God, lucky for you.
It was just a minute. Oh, God, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. Mm-hmm. God, why didn't we try this 30 minutes ago?
What?
Oh. No way. It's in the car. It was in the car all along. Where is it?
I don't know. Is it under the seat?
No. Oh, it's here.
How did it get in the baby's car seat?
Yeah. Who would have slipped it in there?
Oh, God.
If you never mention I abandoned our child, I'll never mention you wasted our spare time looking for the phone.
Yeah, deal.
Oh, great. Should we just stay at home?
No, come on. We must have had all our bad luck by now.
We must have, right? Let's go. Oh, crap.
What?
We got a parking ticket. Oh. How the hell? 90 seconds I was away from the car.
Oh, it's weird, isn't it?
What?
When a place like this suddenly changes its purpose. Once we got stuck by an accident on the motorway, everyone got out of their cars and was walking around. It was surreal. This is the same. Usually it's full of cars and shoppers here, but now for a few days, it's a village of eco-warriors. Some of them really wishing they'd gone to the loo before super-gluing themselves to something.
No rules here, just let it go.
I don't think I'm ready to wear my pants outside of Topshop, even if it is to save the planet.
A bit of discomfort doesn't matter.
Or maybe not to you.
We're doing something important. As long as we get people talking, even if it starts with, look at that silly girl stuck to a lamppost in a puddle of her own wee.
Don't make me laugh. That makes it worse.
It's okay. Protesting is allowed to be fun. All we have is vulnerability. But if there's enough of us, it becomes a strength.
And that's my phone. I guess I'll have to let it go through to voicemail.
Yes! We made it! Victory! Victory is ours! We're here!
Please say you have a booking for Snell.
Welcome. Tough journey.
You might say that. You know the bloke from Touching the Void?
No.
He crawled down that mountain with two broken legs.
Okay.
He's just been on the phone to commiserate.
I see.
That would have worked better if you knew who he was.
suffice to say, we have fought against all the bad luck in the universe and we've made it.
We are going to have a brilliant what's left of the weekend and there's nothing you can do to stop us.
Well, I don't want to stop you. It's our job to ensure you have a good time.
Good.
Is the spa still open?
No, it closed at 5:30.
Doesn't matter. You can't stop us having a good time.
Can I book something in tomorrow?
Sorry, it's the weekend. We're fully booked.
Right.
Stop trying to stop us having a good time.
There's your key card. Oh, what an adorable baby. So quiet and well-behaved.
Ha! Hi, Dad. You all right?
I've been a good dad, you haven't I, son?
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, I've got nothing to compare you to, but I think you've done okay. Are you drunk?
I wouldn't say drunk. I'm working on it, though. What do you want for dinner?
What are you eating?
It's a Weetabix with baked beans on it. Now, if I'm honest with you, I have pushed things too far and ruined this whole genre of cuisine. But it was quite a ride, I can tell you.
I think I'll get my own tea, thanks. Where's Mark?
He's gone. Forget about him. I've messed things up with the first two, son, so let's try to get you to 16 without too much emotional damage and we'll call it a score draw, eh?
Every time I come in here, there's one less person. It's like a really bad murder mystery with only one suspect.
Yeah, well, Mark is almost certainly still alive. I just laid down an ultimatum, tried to teach him to be a man, but it might have backfired a bit. There's no manual for kids. God, that's a drawback.
When's Mum coming home?
Well, you have to ask her. But look, look, the telly's free for once. So I'm going to watch it. Shh.
Have fun.
What do you want?
I'm just checking Dad hadn't murdered you.
Huh? No, I nearly punched him, though.
What's happening here? This is scary. Are you coming home?
Not tonight. I was going to show Dad I wasn't useless and get a job, but that turned out to be harder than I thought. Then I looked into getting my own place.
You can't move out.
No, I can't. Turns out you need loads of money to rent a place. It's ridiculous. Anyway, I'm staying at Parkies till things blow over.
Leaving me to babysit Dad? Thanks for nothing.
Bring us a beer, Nick!
I hate my life!
Nick! The beer! Ugh.
This is all right.
It's lovely. Oh, I'm so exhausted. Shall we just go to bed?
Oh, no way. I know this isn't what I envisioned exactly, but we can rescue something from this.
Honestly, I'd take sleep as a total win. I know once we'd have seen a big hotel bed as a sign to stay up all night, but there's no more exciting thought in my mind than just lying down and not moving till Monday.
No way, Chloe. I don't care how uncool becoming parents has made us. We are not going to bed at 6 p.m. on a Saturday.
But I want to.
No! Look, I don't know why God has taken against us.
Oh, could it be all the blaspheming you do?
Perhaps.
Your disregard for the Ten Commandments?
I haven't broken all of them.
Well, you're always coveting our neighbour's ox.
Well, he leaves out in his garden for everyone to see. What does he expect? But I've never killed anyone, and that's the only one that I think God takes seriously.
What? You think the other nine were just a filler?
He had two tablets to fill, and he had to come up with them on the hop. They can't all be gold.
I don't think you're helping if you want God to stop tormenting us.
He'll get bored and move on to someone else soon enough. He always does. Listen, you and me are going to get this tiny human being we foolishly created to sleep in his pram. Then we're going to go down to the hotel bar to drink large gin and tonics. Then to the hotel restaurant to have dinner. And we are not going to go to bed until 8 p.m. at the very earliest. You may call me a dreamer.
You're a dreamer.
But I'm not the only one.
You and John Lennon.
Yep.
Worked out well for him. It's fine, I'm in. I just need to do the wee that I've been holding in for the last 2 hours.
Who said the romance had gone out of our relationship? Come on, Don Don, give us a break. Let Mummy and Daddy have tonight.
Ian?
What?
Can you come and look in the toilet?
Wow, you're really trying to take the romance out of this, aren't you?
No, there's something in here.
Yeah, I get it.
No, something that shouldn't be in here. It was in here already. Just come and look.
What the hell?
It's some cloth or something.
What?
Don't look at me like that. It was already in here.
That's not going to flush.
No. Can you fish it out?
I'm not fishing it out. You fish it out.
It doesn't fill you with confidence that the room's clean, does it? Look, I really need to go.
OK, this is not a setback.
There's toilets downstairs. I'll ring reception, get them to send someone up, and tell them we'll be in the bar when they're finished.
So we get to the part where we're drinking gin and tonics earlier. And the sooner we have a gin and tonic, the sooner we start to forget this terrible day.
And if we get drunk, then who knows what might happen?
I know what will happen. We will fall asleep.
Exactly.
Right, just to let you know, we'll be using this fluid to unstick you from this lamppost. We advise you to wear these goggles.
Thank you, that's kind.
You may feel some pain, I'm afraid.
We're not bothered about that.
I'm a little bit bothered. Are we going to be arrested?
Well, I'm afraid to say that you are.
Oh, get in.
Nice one.
You're not going to tell my mum, are you?
Ooh. Everyone's looking at us.
No, they're not. And even if they are, it's not our problem. We're allowed to be here.
They're judging us, Ian. We used to be the same. When we saw someone with a baby in a bar, we'd be saying, how dare they bring a kid in here and ruin it for everyone? People come to bars to forget about their kids.
Or because they want to pick someone up.
Yeah, so they don't want to be reminded that that might lead to babies.
They should be thanking us. Let this be a warning to them. Always use contraceptives. It's too late for us, but you can still escape.
Shut up. All of them are thinking we're bad parents for drinking in charge of a baby.
What are you supposed to do? Endure this sober? If we get drunk enough, we might be able to sleep through the sobbing.
They might be right to judge us.
Let them judge us. Having a baby doesn't mean you have to give up on life.
Of course it does. That's exactly what it means. You've given up on all your own dreams and transferred them onto your kid. It's actually quite liberating. It's all on Don now.
Excuse me? Who are the people whose toilet blocked?
Oh, yeah, that's us. Is it fixed?
Here you go. This is the problem. Take it.
What? We don't want that.
Take it. I put it in a bag for you. Take the bag.
No, it's not ours.
Oh, yes, and I see you also don't have a baby.
We're not the only people in the world who have a baby.
Don't flush your nappies.
All right. I can see that everyone's looking at us now. Look, we might drink when we're looking after our baby, but I promise you we don't put nappies in the toilets.
I can't believe that guy treated us like that. God, this is the most humiliating thing that's happened all day, which is quite an achievement. Let's just get out of here.
I'm going to complain to the manager.
Oh, don't bother. We were stupid to think that we could have a normal night out. The sooner we go to sleep, the sooner this nightmare day is over. Let's just get back to the room.
I want some dinner.
Well, there's a pack of crisps in the minibar.
£5 a pack. I won't be able to enjoy them.
Love me and leave me and let me be lonely. You won't believe me, but I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else.
Margaret was played by Alison Steadman, Ken by Phil Davis, Jane by Fenella Woolgar, Ian by Richard Herring, Chloe by Emily Barrington, Pete by Gordon Kennedy, Mark by Fred Haig, Holly by Tia Bannon, Nick by Harrison Knights, and George by Danny Kirane. Relativity was written by Richard Herring and produced by Polly Thomas. It was an Avalon Television production for BBC Radio 4.
It's only 5 minutes to midnight, then this cursed day is over. Tomorrow's got to be better, right?
What if this is our Groundhog Day?
To be fair, since Don turned up, every day's pretty much the same anyway. I'm starting to wonder if God is angry because I haven't broken all of the commandments.